Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to our Ash Wednesday service here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. Before we get started, I want you to know that there will be a song that might be familiar to you if you were here for the Children's Christmas program. Yes, you remember that. And it has some signs to it. Do you remember those? So we need to show them to people who don't know them. So those of you children who remember the song, remember, stand up. And remember the signs. They are remember, God is always with you. Remember, God is always there, behind, beside, before you as a guide. Remember, God is always there. Great. Thank you. So please stand as you are able. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you hate nothing you have made, and you forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and honest hearts, so that, truly repenting of our sins, we may receive from you, the God of all mercy, full pardon and forgiveness, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the lessons. So our first reader is Ellie.
From the second chapter, Joel. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like blackness spread upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. Their like has never been from of old, nor will be again after them in ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jace will lead us in the psalm.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to the steadfast love in our great compassion. Blot out my offenses. Wash me through in the witness and cleanse me from my sins. For I know my offenses and my sins is ever before me. Against only alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight.
So you are justified when you speak and right in your judgment.
Indeed, I was born steeped in wickedness and a sinner from my mother's womb. Indeed, you delight in the truth deep within me and where I know
wisdom deep within.
Remove my sins with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be purer than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. The body you have broken, may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all of my wickedness. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew your spirit within me. Cast me not away from the presence and take not only Holy Spirit from me. Restore me in joy and salvation and sustain me with your Spirit. Let me teach your ways to offenders and sinners shall be restored to you. Rescue me from the bloodshed, O God, and salvation, and my tongue shall sing from righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. For you take in the light of the sacrifice, or I will give you it. You are not pleased to burn it. The sacrifice is God. Of God is a troubled spirit, a troubled and broken heart. O God, you will not despise.
And our second lesson is Caleb.
The second reading is from the 5th and 6th chapters of 2 Corinthians. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at all acceptable time, I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation I have helped you. See now is the acceptable time. See now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way so that no fault may be found within our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commanded ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, unique love, truthful speech in the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand as you are able to welcome the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. O Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
On Ash Wednesday, we begin our journey to Easter. You will notice some changes in the sanctuary. First, the color of the banners and the pyramids and my stole has changed to purple. Purple is a solemn color that signifies penitence and prayer. It is also a royal color, reminding us that Jesus is our King. Second, you will notice that there are no flowers in the front of the church. We won't be seeing flowers again until Easter, when we will once again see our worship space brightened with their colors. There is another thing that will be missing until Easter, and we dealt with that on Sunday, those of you who were here. We buried something. That's it. Hallelujah. You're not going to be saying it very loudly, but Hallelujah is going to be missing. So last Sunday, we buried the Alleluias as a sign of that word, which means praise the Lord, will not be sung again until Easter. Ash Wednesday is the one day of the church year that we mark our foreheads with ashes. Ashes are a symbol of our need to repent, to confess our sins, and to turn back to God. We receive ashes in the form of a cross, the same symbol that was marked on our foreheads at the time of our baptism. As foreheads are marked with ashes, you will hear these words: remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return. We are reminded that we are mortal, that someday our lives on earth will end. But we also look ahead to Jesus' death and resurrection, to the redemptive power of God's grace. During this time of Lent, we take a closer look at our lives and see the places where we can do a better job of following Jesus. We ask God to have mercy on us, to provide us with the grace to live as God wants us to live. It is a time when we can intentionally take on practices that may help us to become better people, whether by spending more time in prayer or Bible reading, or by doing things that help our family and neighbor. Our gospel reading reminds us that when we do some good act, we need to do it for God, not because other people will see us and think how great we are. We are told that what good we do, we should do in secret. For if we do it for others to see, if we do it all for show or to boast about how awesome we are, we already have our reward. What is at the heart of this lesson is that we do things because they please God and help us draw closer to God. What does our gospel lesson say about treasure? We'll find it at the very end of the reading. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The things that are most important to us are the things that we keep in our hearts. We are told that what we should treasure are the things of God, that we should be putting God first in our lives. When we make a mistake, when we do something that we know displeases God, we can always turn to God and say, I'm sorry for doing what is wrong. Help me to do better. And God, who loves us more than we can ever imagine, will always be there to guide us in the way that we should live. During these 40 days of Lent, I encourage you to find time each day to intentionally do something that you know is pleasing to God. Spending extra time in prayer, talking to God about the good things happening in your life and praising God for those good things that you experience, or talking to God about things that trouble you and asking God to help you, or praying for those who are sick or lonely or scared. Find ways to be a better neighbor to those around you, especially those in your own families, perhaps doing something nice for them without them knowing that you are the one who did it. Make the decision every day to do the best you can to follow Jesus and to spread the good news of God's love to the world. That is my challenge to you this Lent. Amen. And now let us join together in our hymn of the day, which is Remember. minds to do them. Friends in Christ, today with the whole church, we enter the time of remembering Jesus' Passover from death to life, and our life in Christ is renewed. We begin this holy season by acknowledging our need for repentance and for God's mercy. We are created to experience joy in communion with God, to love one another, and to live in harmony with creation. But our sinful rebellion separates us from God, our neighbors, and creation, so that we do not enjoy the life our Creator intended. As disciples of Jesus, we are called to a discipline that contends against evil and resists whatever leads us away from love of God and neighbor. I invite you, therefore, into the discipline of Lent, self-examination and repentance, prayer and fasting, sacrificial giving and works of love, strengthened by the gifts of word and sacrament. Let us continue our journey through these 40 days to the great 3 days of Jesus' death and resurrection. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most holy and merciful God, we confess to you and to one another and before the whole company of heaven that we have sinned by our fault, by our own fault, by our own most grievous fault, in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. Have mercy on us, O God. We have shut our ears to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit. Have mercy on us, O God. Our past unfaithfulness, the pride, envy, hypocrisy, and apathy that have infected our lives, we confess to you. Have mercy on us, O God. Our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people, we confess to you. Have mercy on us, O God. Our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to share the faith that is in us, we confess to you. Have mercy on us, O God. Our neglect of human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty, we confess to you. Have mercy on us, O God. Our false judgments, our uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and our prejudice and contempt toward those who differ from us, we confess to you. Have mercy on us, O God. Our waste and pollution of your creation, and our lack of concern for those who come after us, we confess to you. Have mercy on us, O God. Restore us, O God, and let your anger depart from us. Hear us, O God, for your mercy is great. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. May these ashes be a sign of our mortality and penitence, reminding us that only by the cross of our Lord Jesus are we given eternal life through the same Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. I'm going to invite you to come forward for imposition of ashes. and let us return to our prayer. Accomplish in us, O God, the work of your salvation,
that we may show forth the glory of your world.
By the cross and passion of your Son, our Savior,
bring us with all your saints joy in his resurrection.
Mighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life.
Amen. Amen.
Drawn close to the heart of God, we offer these prayers for the church, the world, and all who are in need.
Renew your church, O God, when we have drifted from our call to proclaim representatives and to guide your people towards justice. Lead us back to you. Encourage believers who hold the church's doors open to those who have felt excluded. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Renew your creation, O God. Transform parched places into watered gardens and preserve every creature that awaits the arrival of spring. Turn each of us from practices of environmental exploitations to become responsible stewards of all you have made. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Renew our civic life, O God. Teach those in authority to advocate for the libertation of all who are oppressed and grant them courage to make difficult decisions. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Renew our lives, O God. Spare your people from diseases of the body, mind, or spirit and send healing to those overcome illness or grief. Restore to us the joy of your salvation. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Renew this congregation, O God. During these 40 days of Lent, confirm our sense of missions and expand our imagination for ministry. Deepen our faith, increase our love, and draw us into the unfolding work of healing and restoration. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
As we mark ashes on our foreheads, we give you praise, O God, for all the saints who died and yet are alive with you. Receive us with them into your eternal embrace. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Accept the prayers we bring, O God, on behalf of a world in need, for the sake of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. I have some of this to give you. Let us pray.